Federal and California officials will meet this weekend to try to find a way to save California from possible power blackouts and hold down the soaring cost of electricity. The state's utility companies are on the verge of bankruptcy. California Governor Gray Davis says a 7-hour meeting yesterday made progress toward keeping the companies solvent. He wants to allow the utilities to enter into long-term contracts for energy instead of buying it on the volatile spot market. One California town isn't waiting for officials to take action. This week, the city of West Hollywood officially began looking for a better, cheaper way to keep the lights on. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
West Hollywood is less than 3 square miles, squeezed between Beverly Hills and Los Angeles. Its combination of rent-controlled apartments and glitzy retail businesses get electric power from Southern California Edison, at least for now. This week, the city council agreed unanimously that electric power deregulation has been a failure. City council member Steve Martin.
I think all of us are concerned about how deregulation has resulted in what appears to be a huge transfer of wealth, essentially from the public, to a handful of corporations. And it appears that deregulation has simply allowed a certain sense of robber baron capitalism to be forced upon the people of California and has left us all feeling like we've been victimized, which in fact we have.
Southern California Edison probably feels victimized, too, by the skyrocketing prices it's been paying for power on the open market. The company's now billions of dollars in debt. But West Hollywood doesn't want to get stuck paying a share of that debt, nor worry that Edison will be unable to buy enough power to avoid blackouts. The city looks enviously at its enormous next-door neighbor, Los Angeles, which makes and transmits its own electricity through the L.A. Department of Water and Power. The DWP's general manager, David Freeman, says that envy is understandable.
Since our electric rates are already 20% lower for residential customers than the Edison company's rates.
And that's one reason why West Hollywood City Council has voted to formally explore the possibility of dumping Edison and signing up with Los Angeles. David Freeman says his departments received calls from other Southern California cities with the same thing in mind. But, says Freeman, there's a problem with that.
Well, the problem is that we have sufficient resources to serve the people of Los Angeles with adequate reserves so that we have reliable power supply, and there is just no way that we could possibly serve additional communities.
What's more, says Freeman, if Los Angeles cherry-picked customers from outside its borders, the Department of Water and Power would be forced by law to deregulate, just like the investor-owned utilities. And look how well that's worked. Which is why West Hollywood officials are not putting all their eggs in L.A.'s basket. They're also pursuing other possibilities, such as forming a public utility with a consortium of other small cities. But at this week's city council meeting, a representative from Southern California Edison warned that West Hollywood might not have an easier time in the electricity business than Edison's had. Mark Olson is regional manager.
One thing we caution against is the city getting too far involved with purchasing power in what is now a dysfunctional wholesale energy market. We're having to pay much more for energy than we can charge, and the city would be in the same position.
What Olson didn't mention is that hours earlier, a federal judge had given Edison permission to seek a much bigger rate increase in court than state regulators have permitted. That's likely to fuel the efforts of West Hollywood and other small cities to find a better way to deliver power to the people. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, West Hollywood.